I want to begin by thanking the Parnassim for the month, Avi Dubin and Eli Sklar, and also the Sector family, Ruchi and Arlen Schusser of Wushlema for Ruchi's father, Avram Ben Masha, Shavuot Shalom v'Sal Shachal Yisrael. Okay, it's been a few weeks. Baruch Shalom is still alive. Baruch Hashem, we're here. So let's learn. Chazdei Hashem. On page Sadik Aleph, we're learning Darche Kinyan Hadveikus. Oh, thank you, sir. Darche Kinyan Hadveikus. This part, which is dealing just for a little bit with the Sheamus HaKadosha, is obviously ready for more advanced Avodah, but as the Mechaber always shows, that even beginners like ourselves, we can dabble in some of these hasagis and some of these ways of Avodah. So on the left side of the page Sadik Aleph is Dalet Sheamus HaKadosha. Hine, Rabbeinu Harizal Gidlo Ano Eitzah Gedol on the floor. The Ari HaKadosh, as much that the Ari HaKadosh revealed to us, Eich Lizkos Lehidavik B'Hashem Yisbaruch, different ways of being dovuk, of connecting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Veitzah Zui Mamish Or HaKadosh B'Chaim, and this particular Eitzah is an Or HaKadosh, brings a new light to our lives. V'Yisoyed HaYichudim, which is the Sod of Yichudim. Of Yehudim. Lo kol mi sheyesh lo rotzen amiti lehidavik b'Hashem Yisbarach. Whoever has a true rotzen to be mizdavik to Hashem, v'vada yikanis l'kayim es ha'etz ha'azos, will certainly at some point and on some level will try to follow this advice, this etzah of the Arizal. Kihi mafteach nifla, the dveikus emes. Because it's a wondrous opening, a key, to dveikus b'Hashem. O pashtus inyan ha-yichudim hu letzai b'machshavta, the simplest way of understanding yichudim is for a person to picture in his mind letzai b'machshavta shem kodesh. One of the Sheamus HaKadosh, one of the names of Hashem, Shem Kodesh. Thanks, I'm sorry. The Torah Kodesh Choshev B'Shem HaKadosh, and while he is concentrating in his mind on picturing this name of Hashem, Ya'ira B'Libo Hargosha, next page, El Hashem Yisbarach. He tries to be ma'orer, to awaken, to arouse within his heart a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefi ma'asha Hashem HaKadosh Ma'orer. According to that particular name of Hashem is revealing as far as Elokus is concerned. Obviously, one has to begin to learn what each of the Sheamus, or to start with a few of the Sheamus, and to understand On his level, what is it that Shem Hashem is? What is that referring to? What aspect of Elokus is that name of Hashem referring to? Let's look at Kuf Lamed Vav, not Kuf Lamed Vav, on the bottom of page Sadik Aleph. V'machshava b'Shem Skadoshim yesh bo kama reifanim. There are different ways of this contemplation, this meditation. Or listakel b'hamitoch haksav. For some, it's much easier to have it on a written, to look at it in writing. Olitzayir is Hashem is b'machshavto, or to imagine, to have it written in one's thoughts. Ki l'ro'osam b'enei rucho, as if he's looking at it. O'im eni yochol, as ayachshav ki l'shamei akol, sh'om l'osam b'machshavto. Or, for some people it works better, to hear a voice saying that name of Hashem in his head, to hear it. U'betchilas haderech, when one begins this, b'tchilas aderech, for someone who's trying to start this, yitzayeh b'machshavta os achas levada. It's best to begin with one os, with one letter. Os acha, os levada. To think of letters individually. Ad shi yisragel atzayeh kol Hashem yachad, until he's able to concentrate on an entire shem. Gam tomid tov bizman ha-machshava b'shemus ha-kadoshim, l'nagin v'pen nigun ma'ayr. And the Svarim teach us, and one can see with his own experience when trying this, that it's very, very helpful to do this together with a nigun. Not a nigun with words, obviously. We're talking about the nigun, a nigun itself. Not the words are going to cause bilbulim, but just a nigun. And if a person knows how to play on an instrument with a niggun, a menagin kosher, or if there's somebody there that's able, a menagin kosher, that's playing a niggun. V'nei ein dai lachshov ba'isias Hashemus levadon bli hargosha. Even though in the beginning it's not easy, this takes time, but it's not enough just to picture the Isis, the letters, without any hargosh, without being moirer feelings, hargoshes. Hatzarach lachshov b'shemes v'toch k'dei kach. While you're thinking of this name, yizboinen lahargish es ha'or shebesarcham. You try to bring yourself to a place where you're able to feel the or of that particular shem of Hashem. And even if you cannot concentrate and connect to a particular hargosha that's related or that is connected to that name, but to have a general feeling of hargoshes kedusha udvekes. V'yoseh tov lehikonis lahargish b'kol shem es hargosha amat imalo. But it's better to try to be mo'era hargosha that's connected to that particular shem of Hashem. The fihan hagam yuchedes Hashem is baruch manhig b'shem hazeh. The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig the world and us with that particular shem of Hashem. V'yarech b'zeh kifi yichalto. And you should try to stay with this thought according to your ability, according to what you can. You should try that to stay with this thought until you feel that you're filled with this or with this light. You feel that within you there is mispashit, there is spreading this or this light and tanug, this delight, this pleasure. Until you feel that it fills you and it's becoming part of you. And this brings tremendous simcha. That's a simon that you have connected to this and acquired it b'shleimus for now. If the erko ke'esa, according to your madrega, that you are holding by right now. Now again, one has to understand each person on his level, what that shem is talking about, what that name is about. And there are svarim to learn to help with that. I mean, the Shari Oiras, of course, that's the olive bays of this avoda, of the shemas and the spheres, to learn Shari Oira, to learn it inside out, carefully, backwards, forwards. But there are other svarim as well. And in the Biyam Dakacha, in different places, in the Biyam Dakacha, he also speaks about a beginner's level of understanding and this avoda of Shemus. Back on top, Shemus Hakadoshim Hem Kesulam Umafteach. Now, a person who wants to understand this logically, this is not an inyan of something which is logical. This isn't a Rambam. Hashem's Baruch created such a thing. that the Shemus HaKadosh and that these names, and this is what the Ariya Kaddish revealed, Hem Kusulam Umavteach, that the names, the Shemus of Hashem, are like a ladder and a key. Lagia lahargoshes lahasagus, to reach hargoshes feelings, to bring about hargoshes and hasagus and insight and feelings. Hashem is baruch nasan koach siguli b'shmoyes of Hakadosh. Hashem implanted within these names a koach. That's not something which we could understand. It's not something that is empirically proven in the laboratory. It's the Metzius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has implanted each of these Shemas with a koach. Shayidei Shadam Chosha Behem Himisayim Ma'od. That when a person concentrates on this, Himisayim Ma'od, it helps a tremendous amount. Latzliach Lahargish Ulahasig, to be able to have tremendous hargoshes and hasagas. The Svarim, from the Talalei Chaim, you see, there in Ana B'Koach, particularly in the Sefer Ana B'Koach and Yachel of Aveinu, the whole Sefer Ana B'Koach is this avoda. It's more on the Shem Mem Beis, but it's the avoda of the Shemus. Ula Dugma, Kasharim Nichnas Lachshav B'Metzias Hashem Esbar. When a person is trying to concentrate on Hashem's existence, on that reality of Hashem, Shuha Kol, that Hashem is everything, Fein Od Mulvado, and there's nothing other than Hashem. As I talk today, Yachshav B'Shem HaKadosh Havaya, to think of the Shem Yudke Vavke. Shemashmu So Shashem is Baruch Hu Kol HaMetzias. Because the simple meaning of the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, of Hoya, Hoy Viviya, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. That Hashem is Kol HaMetzias. V'amachshava b'shem HaKadosh, and thinking about the Shem Havaya, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, Nosenes Koach L'Hakara V'Hahargosha L'Hislahit U'Lahamik Ma'od. It gives Koach to sense this, to feel this, and to become inflamed with this machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being everything that Ein Od Milvado, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. And you'll see in this form there are different, a person can think of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, different colors. Or the letters that are, the Isis are on fire. There are different machshavas, different levels of his bainanus. Each color means something else, and a flame or a light, and so on. The koach hayichudim u'mafteach otzum. The koach of using these shemas is tremendous. Latzliach lichyos b'dveikus, to be successful in living a life of dveikus, of connection to Hashem Yisbarach. Kach shemisha writes a liskos to dveikus emes. Anybody who really wants to experience dveikus, kedai lo ma'od l'sraga lachshav b'shemus hakadosh ma'agisham. It's very, very worthwhile and important to use this in his avoda. In Kuf Lamed Ches, look at note Kuf Lamed Ches. Iker ha'avayda hilazakich ha'saguf me'achomer v'sanefesh mi'chatoehet. For this, of course, to really, really take off, and for a person to be able to fully experience this, he has to always be working on refining his physical life and doing tshuva for his aveiros. Ken neshom mitzad atzmi chelik l'kom imal. The neshom, of course, is a chelik l'kom imal. The essence of a person is shemus of Hashem. That's And when we think about the Shemus of Hashem, we're making this shidduch, this zivig, with who we are. It's completely Shemus. Inside of us is all Shemus of Hashem. So, when a person is very distant from his own neshama, and there are big blockages that come from aveiros and so on, then it's much more difficult to have this effect of the thought being able to awaken and arouse all of the oisis and the shemas of our neshamas, because the neshamas are obscured through aveiros and That doesn't mean that one cannot have any hesaurus at all. Everybody can. Even the biggest balaveris can have. But it becomes much, 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 much stronger together with avodah tshuva. And not only that, but using Shemus as part of one's tshuva, that the Shemus themselves have a tremendous effect on cleaning and purifying a person. Especially if you're able to bring yourself to Hagosha and Ruchnias. You mamish can feel it physically. You can feel it. This has a tremendous effect in purifying the guf, the body. Page Sadeh Gimel. Ukechol sheyarbe b'zeh. And the more one is Isaac in this avayda, lefi koichei ve'inyano, he'll see that a completely new world begins to open up for him. A new world. As it is with the beginning of any avoda, it's hard. And it's not comfortable in the beginning. She'en ha-meven kol kach. Mikol mokom, em yivakesh v'yishchanen be'emes. Together with this, a person should of course, daven to Hashem and ask Hashem. V'yis'ar meitz v'yis'akesh, and to be stubborn and strong. To ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open up the koach of the Shemus, of His names, inside of you. With these thoughts, Yiskesh Hashem is Baruch Yiftach Lo, V'yoven is HaDerech, and that you will understand this Derech, this Mahalach, and you'll feel how powerful it is. V'yatzliach LaHadbig is Machshavto BaHashem is Baruch, V'koach Hashem is HaKadoshim, U'nitzayin Arba Yichudim Yisoidim, Shaydeh Machshava b'hem, nakel la'odam liskreis l'tveikus, oid v'oid be'ez Hashem. So, he's going to teach us now four basic yichudim, that we can begin with, and that every person, it's not for Kabbalists, this is a basic avoda. If you learn Shulchan Aruch with Mishnah Berurah, you will understand it. That this is an avoda of every single Jew. Hayichud Arishon Hu, the first yichud, Hashem Hashayach Lamidas Hadveikus, V'hu Shem Havaya, Shekol Ois Yosav Menukados Benikud Cholam. To imagine in one's mind, to concentrate and to see the vowelization of the Shem Havaya with each letter having a dot on top of it, the Cholam. The Yitzayir is Hashem HaKadosh B'machshavto, and concentrate on the Shem Yudke Vavke with each letter having on top of it that Cholam, that dot. V'toch Kidei HaMachshava B'Shem HaKadosh, Yikonis lahargish b'chalibo eichu nidbak b'Hashem izbarach, and concentrate on being dovuk to Hashem, and not to lose sight of those letters and the nakudas in your mind. Ukechol sheyarba b'zeh yira ech b'ez Hashem mislahetes nafsho b'tevekus l'Hashem izbarach, and you'll see. If you stay with it, you'll see the effect that it has. Hayichud Hasheni hu. Ha'aliyah l'fi seder ha'olamis, k'fi she'esbaru l'el b'maymer al-bitl, which we're going to learn afterwards, according to the order of the olamis of the worlds, atzilis b'yitziyah and hasiyah, we're not going into that right now, but v'tzor kol ben aliyah k'fi koach navsho, v'chol eis mitzor lios metapis v'olam metapis v'yorei. A person, a Jew, who wants to be ben aliyah, has to use this ladder and climb up, and go down. Ta'ainu she'ikonis the Kabbalah's Ol. To begin with Kabbalah's Ol, accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus in a strong way. V'achakach le'ahava v'yira u'dveikus. And to ascend from there to Ahava and to Yira and to Dveikus. V'achakach le'zbeinlus u'tshuka v'slavus. V'achakach le'bittl. To reach, the goal is to reach a level of bittl. Was yered shuv milamal lamata, and then to descend the ladder. This machshava, and one can picture a ladder in one's mind of these madrigas. Ki klal biyichudim hu shemitzad echad yesh laharach b'chol yichud ad sheyargishu mismali b'ora. As we learn, one should stay with the yichud until he feels filled with this or. Aval mitzad sheni eif shel hishara amokam echad. But mitzad sheni, one cannot stay for a very long time. There's no shir. Everybody's different. But in one place, yoyisim idai harbe yizman v'tzarech la'alos v'laredes v'shuv la'alos. The avoda is going up and down, up and down. Look at kufla mitez. V'tzarech la'das mirosh. A person always has to remember that with everything in Ruchni is, don't expect it right away. You should feel this or. And also, just because you have experienced it in the past, sometimes it's not working now. It's okay. You just keep on working at it. As Yamo Bezebedar Shal Hestaikagus. And if you're not feeling any of this that's being described, this aura that's filling you, then the avod is Hestaikagus to want it and to long for it and to ask for it. Finally, Dugmuk Shiyash B'Shem Havaya B'Nikud Cholim. So, for instance, when you're thinking of the Shem Yudke Vavke, with the Nakudas of the Cholim, Yor Beliba Tshuka Masai Eskel Ahargish Tvekus. You could have this Tshuka within your heart. Hashem, when will I be a person who is zeicher to feel the dveikus that these oises of your name could bring to me and should bring to me? When will I be zeicher to feel this dveikus and help me to feel this dveikus? Umishem es amez yizkes yikarbalus hamatanim mishamayim. And if you work at it, you'll receive this gift. V'yor lov eisha tanuka elyon, to feel this fire. Ulamoris letzayin shekamo b'chol avaydet zarech ma'od lihizar loy likfos madregis. And like, we always talk about one has to be careful not to delude himself to thinking he's starting something and all of a sudden he's a big balmadregis, not to jump and to be ahead of himself. And a person should try to be kaveya azman, preferably when it's very quiet, if it's very early, or it could be very late, but to have yishev adas. And to be able to think of the Shemus Vispala, Shemus Baruch Lizkas Lizabemus, it's very good to do that as part of his Bodhidus, or at the end of his Bodhidus, or at the beginning of his Bodhidus. Rachakach Yosef Ma'at Betchila Salimud Vatfila. And if you're doing it early, so then that will be a tremendous way to enter into davening, into learning, and to linger with some of these thoughts at the beginning of davening, at the beginning of learning. Next page, okay. Sadik Dal. Yichud HaMerkava. Yichud HaMerkava, who Yichud Yisodi Ma'od. This, which is called the Yichud HaMerkava, is a very basic Yichud, a very basic Machshava. V'nyonahu lahaktish es kol chelke odom la'avodis Hashem Esborach, u'lahashreis es or Hashem Esborach aleihem. To become a Merkava means, like, you know, that the Abbas Hein Hein Merkava means that one gives, surrenders oneself entirely to Hashem Yisbarach, and to make oneself into a chariot, into a mokum for Hashros Hashchina. Utchila Yekaven Havaya Benikud Kometz. And one begins the Avoda of Merkava by seeing the Shem Yudkei Vavkei with the nekudas of the comets underneath each of the letters of the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. Sho'anikut shel sfiras ha-keser. Kometz is the Nekudas all connect to different spheres. And the Kometz is connected, or connected to the Kometz, it reveals, is contains within the Or of Keser, the Kometz. Shuha Nikud shel Sfiris HaKeser, Shebarosha Adam. V'yargish v'yar'er b'libo, to feel and to be ma'er in one's heart. Tov kidei his banuso be'aisius, looking at the yud kei vav kei, each letter with the comets underneath it. Es hargoshas hakeser, this hargosha of keser. Again, when you learn Shari Aira and other svarim, you learn to understand more and more of what keser means. But basically, shuhu rotzen l'mesiris nefesh l'Hashem esbar. It's a rotzen, a longing, and a readiness of mesiris nefesh to give oneself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. L'he'asas kli, to make oneself into a kli. L'ashras ayru. V'achakach yikavin havaya benigud pasach. So after working for a while on the Shem Havaya with the comets, then you can concentrate on the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei with a Pasach under each of the Oyesias. Shua Nikud Shel Sfiris HaChachma. The Pasach is the Nikud, is the vowel of the sphere of Chachma. Sheba Moach Yamin Sheba Adam, which is the right side of one's mind. Yikonis LaHagosh as Bittl, and to have Machshavas of Bittl Tasha. And if you look in Kuf Mem Aleph, it's very helpful in this avoda to even imagine in one's mind the place of the brain of the body, which is the headquarters of this particular or. So in Kuf Mamalef, v'toiv sheyikavein es hashemis v'hargoshes b'mokam amatim l'mashal keser hubal gugolus umialeh. Is the skull ulamala. And above, l'moshel keser, you have goes umay aleha. You kavin l'tzayi shamis hashem shalmidas hakeser, and to try to imagine in one's mind the shem yud kei vav kei, with the oisius each having a comets in that part of his mind of the head. B'chach mi kavin l'tzayi shem avaya benikud pasach al marchi min shelo, the right side of the brain. V'sham yikonos la'agoshes habitl, zakik boaz gufo. And when you're concentrating on chesed, to think of the right arm. Mitzayah Shem Havai B'nikud Segol. Chesed is the segol, the three dots under each letter of Hashem's name, chesed. When you're doing something that's an act of chesed to help somebody, anything that's from the world of chesed, to also picture the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei with the segol underneath the Isis. And in the avoda of his bonus, to concentrate on that, v'yikonis b'hargoshes ahav l'Hashem esbarach. Chesed means ahav, it means love. And by concentrating on the oisis of the Shem Havaya and focusing on the right arm and seeing the right arm covered completely, just the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, to see one's right arm, the Shem Havaya and the segel, completely filling one's right arm, covering and filling, and imagine covering and filling one's right arm, the Shem Havaya with the segol under the oisius, that's ma'ora the midah of ahava, of chesed, of ahava. Back on top, v'achakach yikavin havaya benikud tzeira. Then afterwards, to think of the Shem Yudke Vavke, with the tzeira, with the two dots, with the tzeira, under the oisius. Shubasfiras habina. Tzeira, that nikud, the vowels of the tzeira, is the sphere of bina. Shibamoach smol shavadim, which is the left side of the brain. Vinyana histokikus ubitlayesh. And the inyan of bina is histokikus, is great longing, tshuva, bitlayesh. Look at Kufman Beis. Nimenezeu ikar hayichud, aval kan yeshna tasefes. There's something to add over here. Vi kavanas adas. Now, we're not going into the kavana or rather to the placement of das in the spheres, but sometimes it is and sometimes it's not included in the cheshbon of the 10 spheres. If a person wants to, I would very highly recommend. There are some wonderful svarim that Baruch Hashem we have these days, but one has to be very, very careful with these svarim. But there was a sefer that came out a few months ago that is absolutely spectacular, and it's in English, and it's something which is you'll find to be very, very, very helpful. It's a translation of the Shomer Emunim HaKadmon, one of the early Kabbalah Svarim. The first 500, 600 pages or so is a translation of the Shomer Emunim HaKadmon, which is something that each person, every one of us, can learn and understand. And the second 500 pages or so, maybe 400 pages or so, of this Sefer is a very, very clearly written Hakdama to these Yesodas of Pnimius. And it's written by a very special Jew named Yisrael by the name of Rabbi Avinoam Frankel. And it's in all the farm stores. It came out just a little while ago, and it's very, very, very chashuv, and you'll find it very helpful to with all of these things that we're learning, and it's kosher, it's pure, and it's good. It's called Shomer Emunim. Shomer Emunim. It's in all the farm stores now. Shomer Emunim. It's in English. Avinoam Frankel. אבל כאן יש את הספר, סביב כוונס הדעס שעניין לחברס החוכמה והבין יחד להגיש עם הפועל. דעס is always that connection between חוכמה and בינה. וכוונס העיניים שפנימיוסה היא לכוון לראות איך שכל הבריאה מגיע ללוקוס. I'm thinking of with one's eyes closed to try to elevate one's eyes, one's vision, to be able to see how all of creation is revealing Elokus. The Kavanah says Naim, Shepin Miusa Lishma Bakal Inin Rag Gilu Elokus, in one's ears, to hear only Elokus. The Chaitam in the nose, Shin Yonel Hagish Elokus, Shufe, Shin Yonel Adabi Rak, the Rots Nabar Velasak, but Tfilah V'Torah, to daven that one's eyes and one's ears and one's mouth should be used only for Elokus, for godly things. That's the work of Das, is to connect oneself completely to these Kavanahs, through the different senses of the head, of the eyes, the ears, the mouth, and so on. Va'achakach, back inside the text. Va'achakach, Sviras HaChesed, Shashem HaShayach Lo, Hu Havaya B'Nikud Segel. The Svir of Chesed is the Shem Havaya, as we learned, the Shem Yukei Vavkei with the vowels of Segel. Umakomer B'Yad Yemin, the right arm. V'inyana ahavas Hashem Yisbarach, and the inyan of the Shem Chesed, the Shem Havaya, for the segol, Chesed is ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem, love of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the yichud of Hashem, and of course ahava in all of its uses. V'achakas sviras hagvur. Remember, this is the yichud of Merkava, of making one's entire body, making one's entire self into a merkava, into a place for Hashuas Hashchina. V'achakach Sfiras HaGvur, Shehashem HaShayach Lo, Hu Havaya B'Nikud Shva. So the Sfira of Gvur is the Shem Yudke Vavke, with the two dots underneath each letter, the Shva. That's Gvur. Umakayma B'Yad. And this corresponds, or it's mokum, doesn't correspond. The mokum of Gevura, of this yichud, is the left arm. V'inyana yiras Hashem is baruch, and the inyan is, of course, yiras Hashem. V'acharkas sviras hatiferes, and then is the sphere of tiferes. Shashem hashayach lo havai benikud cholam, that the shem, that is shayach lo is yudke vavke, with the nikud of the dot above the letter, that's Tiferes that we spoke about earlier, that's Tiferes. Umakom b'merkaz haguf, v'inyana d'veikus b'Hashem Yisbarach. And the mokum of that is in the center of the body. And that is the Inyan of Dveikus Ba'Hashem Yisbarach. V'ahakas Sviyas HaNetzach. If anybody, of course, he's just introducing this, and to learn the Svarim, Shari Aira, Shari Memunim, and so on, to learn the Svarim, to know more and more about each one of these spheres. V'ahakas Sviyas HaNetzach. Shashem HaShayach Lahu Havayid, it's the name Yudke Vavke, B'nikud Chirik, with the one dot under each of the Isis of the Shem Yudke Vavke, the Chirik. Makayma beregel yamin, the makam is the right leg. Ve'inyana koach nitzachon akshanus de kedusha, and the koach is to be victorious in kedusha, in other words, to be mezgaber in kedusha. Nitzachon, that something should last, that one's avodah should be lasting, and so on and so forth. That's the inyan of nitzachon akshanus de kedusha. Ve'ahakach, and afterwards sfiras ahayt. Shehashem hashayach lo. Hu havaya benikud kuvutz, the three dots underneath each of the letters of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Umakom beregel small, the makom is the left leg. V'inyana hayda al ha'emes, and the inyan of course is whatever hayd is, but basically to acknowledge the truth, hayda, thankfulness, and hayda, and so on. V'achakach sviyas hayisod. Afterwards is the sphere of Yesod. Shashem Hashayach Lo Havaya Benikud Shuruk. So the Shuruk, that you have the Yudke Vavke, and you have that dot in the middle of each of the letters. Shuruk. U. V'inyana Hiskashvus Labayre. And the Inyan is Hiskashvus to the Takadosh Baruch Hu, who is Kesher. What we've been learning in Chavrus Yosef Atzadik, and of course he doesn't say, but the makom is the ois bris kodesh. V'achakach sfiras hamalchus, and afterwards is sfiras hamalchus. V'Hashem hashayach lo havaya benikud shem tzavokos, and the sphere of malchus is to see the yudkei vavkei with the oisius of the word tzavokos, under each of the letters on the blackboard. But each of the letters, just to see the way tzvokos is the shva, comets, the same way that the nikud is of the word tzvokos, you see the shem yudkei vavkei with the nikud, with the vowelization of the word tzvokos. That's how you imagine the nikud, which is kabbalas olma inyan kabbalas olmachus shemayim. Say yon kuf mendal, underneath in kuf mendal hayud is menukedes b'shva. Look on the bottom. The yud. You see the yud with the shva. The hey rishona is with the comets. Tzvokos, right? The hey rishona is with the comets. V'ois vav is a chaylam, and the letter vav of the shem yukei vavkei is with the chaylam. The dot on top. Omlam v'chlolu shach l'kav machlus shem aleph dalad nun yud. Bechlolus, in general, when the kavana is malchus, you should focus also on the shem aleph dalet nun yud to see the aleph dalet nun yud. Like you look in the siddurim when you see shem havaya with the aleph dalet yud with the shem yud kei vavkei, the shiluv of the two names, that's malchus. To see a shiluv of those, so there's two things. There's with Malchus, there's the Nikud, there's the vowelization of Tzvokais, this vowelization, and there's the Machshava of Adnus, of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, and to be Mishalev, to bring together those two Shemas of Yudke Vavke with the Nikud of Tzvokos and the Shem Adnus and Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. When you're beginning, when you're starting, it's very hard, and you have to maybe write it down and to get used to it. But over time, it just becomes a way that's very, very smooth and very something that a person can go to, and it's there. It just takes time to get used to it. So in the beginning, it's often important to have a card or something to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Are the nikudos under all four letters or only under the first three?
By Malchus, is not, there's nothing on the fourth.
But let's say if you do segol, you're under the second hey on the second hey of Yudke Bavke, you also have a segel
yeah.
on the last.
Yeah. Kach Ya says, Kol Gufa Merkava L'midas HaKadoshes. And with this, a person makes his entire body into a chariot, a Merkava, of the Shekhinah, of the Midas HaKadoshes. This is the whole Yisod of Torah Sabal Shem, that the union of the Sviras and the Olamas and the Ishtalsos Olamas is not just something which is just in the higher worlds, but it's a person, the person himself. And this isn't just something that is, if to be very, very clear, this is not just imagination. This is the reality of who we are. In other words, you're just picturing the reality of who you are, the metzias of who you are. L'havdol alef alfei hevdalos, a person is taking a class in biology, and there are many diagrams and so on. So imagine that they're in the class and they're spending the whole year studying biology and anatomy, and every single prat and every single detail of the body. And there's some kid in the class that thinks that this is just fiction. Or science fiction, that he's some interesting thing because he's so used to watching his dumb shows. So he thinks that this is like some cool imagination of some science fiction writer who came up with these different interesting things, that there's, this gland and this limb and this organ and this kilo. This is just something which is the imagination of some brilliant writer with a great imagination who put together this, because this kid is so used to seeing things about like aliens and, because every movie that he's watched since he's little is like has the all kinds of weird brias that don't exist. So this kid is in that place of imagination. The human body is also like from his movies. And so the last day of the class, and they're just getting ready for the final, this kid says, wow, could you imagine if something like this really existed? And it's just the whole year I'm teaching this. We're learning it. We're studying anatomy and biology and everything. We're studying this the whole year because to be able to understand who you are. Because this is who you are. It's not, this is not what was it called, ET, extraterrestrial, whatever. This is who you are. So when we're learning this, and this is the whole avoid of chassidus, is that this is not something that's in Shemayim, and it's some place off in the higher worlds. This is who you are. The whole Movei Sha'arim of the Piazetzin that we learned many years ago in Hachsharas Avreichim is this inyan of what's the chiddush of the Teres of Hashem, as the final stage, rosin de rosin of the Zohar Kodesh and Kabbal of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Zohar and the Ariya Kodesh. And finally, there's Galus of the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. Rosen, the deepest secrets of Torah is within the person of Kabbalah, is within the person himself. It's not just Olamus. So when we're talking about these things, this is not like, oh, this is like a gimmick to help me to feel Dveikus. This is not a gimmick. This is anatomy. Anatomy. This is 001 anatomy of who we are. It's a mitzvah. It's a reality of who we are. It's not something that's a nice, if you think of this, this will help you. Like, if you want to relax, so you think of a nice, sitting on a beach someplace, relaxing. That's not what this is. Like, it's not a machshav, a fictitious imaginary thought to bring you to a certain state of feeling. It's thinking about, it's focusing and concentrating on reality, on the metzias of who we are. And the metzias of who we are, and so on. That's the metzias of who we are. That everything is elokus, and the kelim, everything that exists is elokus, and elokus is structured in such a way, and by thinking, each of the shemus is a mafteach to get into that treasure, to get into chesed. That's that's the Isis of the Shem Havaya. We're not even talking about the Shem, Shin Dalad Yud and the Shem and Elokim and other names, but just a basic introduction with the Shem Yud Kev Ofke. Each of these is a Maftech, now it's more of a code that you have a password to get into your phone, a password to get into the computer. See, it's the password to get into that world of Chesed. It's the password to get into the world of Gevura. It opens up that world and for a person to enter into that Metzius. And it's not something which is just imagination. It's to enter into that palace of the world of Chesed, into the world of Gevura, into the world of Teferis, to enter into there, and to understand that to the degree, to the extent that you and I are able to be in these machshavas, we're able to accomplish the tachlis of our existence in this world is dira b'tachtai, is Hashem Shechina being revealed in this world, in the kelim of my guf, of my body. The tachlis of creation was not shemaim, it was this world. And this world means in my guf, in my body, in my right arm, my left arm, my eyes, my ears, my head. it means elokus, the revelation of elokus, of meloi chol aretz kavodo, leis also ponui minei, ein oid mulvado, is in oneself. In oneself, and that's not imagination. That's revelation. It's two different things. Revelation means I'm revealing the reality that's there. That's the metzias of who I am. It's not something to fiction. It's the metzias of who I am. That's what this avod is about. It's completely in reality. It's not something which is dimyanis. You know, you show this to a person who doesn't learn this from you. Says, talking about, it's nothing. That's apikarsis. That's bullshit apikarsis. This is the metzias of what a Jew is. This is not something that the Baal Shem Tov came up with. And he says, yeah, I have an interesting idea. I'm going to try this out on people, see how this goes. Or Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Through the Tzaddiki Yechid HaDaris, this came to us. This was revealed to us. It's his galus of Elokus that was revealed, that was taught to Am Yisrael, that we received this. And this is the reality of the world, of who we are. It's not somebody came up with some idea that all of a sudden. This is his galus of Elokus. This is Har Sinai. This is Har Sinai. It's Atar Es Ladas. That's what this is. Okay, well, we'll go daven.